Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off the Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and blind eyes attired.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Hi, Trick and Tell. It's our standing by. We'll take caller 9 at 844-999. Ola, and you'll play Profile This in minutes. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First, quick check into Mike Hawk for some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, a new survey found the average kid starts rebelling and gets harder to control around age 13.
Well, no kidding.
Puberty.
Yeah, I mean, it's puberty. Your life's changing. And by the way, they can dial that back to 2.5.
Almost 1 in 10 parents said that it started for them by age 10.
Yeah, I believe that. Yeah. Absolutely.
I always tell people, like, I don't have kids. My buddy Bernie, his daughter that he had when we were like 18, from like 13 to about 15 or 16, he just couldn't do anything. So finally, he was just like, well, when you feel like, you know, coming around again, come around again. They have a great relationship now.
Yeah, there's only so much you can do.
It's a teenage girl, right?
But they're going to rebel. Yeah. It's going to suck, but you know it to be true, right?
A mom in the UK got her kids a hamster last week. Then it got loose in her car, chewed its way into the interior, and she still hasn't been able to catch it.
How long ago?
Let's see. It's been missing 8 days, and it caused thousons of dollars in damage.
Oh, so they're still in there burrowing.
They think
stuff.
It's alive. Right. It's just eating her car right. From the inside. Okay.
There's no evidence of death yet, other than maybe it started to slow down on the damage.
I think the stink will be the giveaway, right?
That's right. Or the crunch when you sit down on the seat.
I think I would just take my car to be detailed. Say, look, do what you guys got to do. There might be a hamster in here. Just, I can't find it. Maybe you can.
Turn that vacuum to high power and look for the little hairy lump inside of it when you're done.
There you go.
A Chick-fil-A is opening in Florida, and it's 587 feet from another Chick-fil-A.
Jeez.
It probably will do just fine.
Probably.
They wouldn't put it in, man, and spend all that money if they knew they were going to sell more sandwiches. Apparently, what's going on is the mall location or whatever, they can't keep up. They need a bigger facility, you know?
Yeah. I mean, why, I'd be happy about it. I mean, look, man, we live in a place where Starbucks is across the street from Starbucks. There's a Starbucks I try to go to. If the line's long, I go down one floor and go to the other Starbucks.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever gone to a wedding where you were pretty sure the marriage was doomed?
Yeah. Yeah.
According to a survey, 40% of the people said yes.
Yeah.
Of course. They've been doing this
time. Absolutely. Matter of fact, there's side bets.
There should be action on every wedding.
Oh, look.
I mean, like, look, you should have a board. Like, if you're going to play squares at a bar on Sunday.
You got 2 to 3 years.
Yeah, I mean, seriously. Like, you don't have to, like, exactly pick it. If you want to, you can. But, I mean, you just know. You know. Even if it's you, you know.
I mean, there's serious. A couple, right, I kind of thought that. But, honestly, some of the ones that broke up were not ones I expected at all.
Did you lose money?
No, you know, I do a lot of sick things. We don't bet on the wedding, so.
Not the wedding, the marriage. I'd never bet on your wedding.
Maybe you could get something
I'm talking
out
about
like,
your relationship together.
You should be able to bet on the registry stuff. So, like, if they have, like, a nice blender and you want, like, a Vitamix or something. Like, all right, man, if this thing lasts three, if it doesn't last 3 years, I get that Vitamix.
Oh, right, I want it back.
Yeah, I want that blender.
Jeez. A man was at a national park in Alaska earlier this month, and he went into a river to take a selfie near some bears.
And he lived.
On the bright side, they didn't maul him to death, but he'll be facing charges for going into a restricted area.
Did you see how long he was out there?
I did, because I'm not working on it. The newest online challenge is called the Tip the Bill Challenge, where you tip your waiter 100% and post a photo of the receipt online.
You know who came up with that idea? Waitstaff.
Right. I mean,
hey, that's an idea.
I'm all for it, man. Treat them well. But I'm like, if that's the challenge, I can
do
like...
Here's my have sex with a DJ day.
Yeah.
I'm also curious to see just how big the bill is that you're tipping 100%. I went into the bar, had one drink.
But they'll
take
it.
Right, that's
but
a
the thing
point.
Is,
yeah.
But even if you tip 100% on a $5 tab, that's more than most people are going to leave, right? I mean, that's the whole thing. Yeah.
I actually always toss them $5 if I don't go to, you know, if... I'm sorry. I made that sound weird. If it's just a couple drinks, if the... $5 is way over the 15% or whatever it is that you're supposed to tip. I'll toss them the $5 anyway just because it's a good round.
You're doing God's work and you're giving me alcohol.
That's right.
To me, it's that easy.
You never go wrong if you're coming back.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, that's my issue. I've been in a newer neighborhood. Just newer bars to me.
Yeah.
So I tip it a lot. Try to set a standard.
You do. When you come back,
Set a base.
Believe it or not, you can change someone's mind on social media. I actually shouldn't be reading this because I don't need more friggin' spam on my Facebook. According to a new survey, 14% of Americans say they've changed one of their political or social views in the past year because of a post that they saw.
They're saying this as though you can go on with something positive and change people's mind, which maybe you can. The idea that you can change someone's opinion on social media, it's like, no kidding, that's what social media has become in the last couple of years, right? So people buy into stuff hook, line, and sinker. I think that might be at the root of many, many things, is that many people's minds have changed. Now, whether or not that information is accurate, that's the important
part. Like when Obama invaded Texas.
Right. I mean, so, yeah, people change their opinion, and you go, but this is stupid, and you have to be stupid to believe it, but it's there. So, yeah, changing people's minds on social media is not a difficult task by any stretch.
That happened to me. I mean, there was a girl that I thought would never get married. Probably damn she did.
Right. Probably should have given this one to you there, Thrill. Women's pockets are too small for today's phones, according to a new study.
They're too small, apparently, to hold any goddamn thing.
Right?
Yeah, it's all fashion, man.
The researchers found women's pockets are 48% shorter than men, so an iPhone X can only fit into about 40% of them.
I saw a kid. Is a youth of America. Mm-hmm. He's wearing some board shorts, right? There is a phone pocket in the back of these bad boys.
Yeah, did you build that into your clothes?
Yeah, smarter than hell. I never saw them before.
I have a phone pocket in my shorts.
You have a specific pocket for your phone. Okay, all right. First time I've ever seen that.
I have a glory hole in my front left pocket.
For pool.
Just for pool. That's why I dig around for change. You got change? Hang out. Let me check.
With all the complaints that are all over the place about how women's clothes don't have pockets or the excitement when they finally do, why wouldn't they just start making pockets for women's stuff?
Or maybe just carry a purse.
I mean, this isn't 1970. Women aren't just walking around in skirts and sweaters anymore.
Women's clothes make no sense. The size is different from store to store. I mean, there's nothing universal about it.
Right.
Yeah, but it's also kind of a double-edged sword. Because their clothes don't make a ton of sense, but also we kind of... guys make them, and then, like, you ever see a woman without makeup? What's the first thing everybody says? You look so tired. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, like, if you put big pockets in it, we'd be like, God, she looks kind of frumpy with all those pockets.
Mom's right.
She
looks frumpy. 74% of Americans say they have a sophisticated palate, according to a new survey.
All right.
Sure, it's going to be sophisticated for them, depending on where they are.
I'm totally sophisticated.
Yeah.
Crazy. Top signs you're a foodie are you try lots of new foods.
Okay.
All right. You're interested in where the food comes from.
Nope.
Sure. The kitchen. And you can cook a quality meal.
I'm a foodie because I can cook for myself.
Right?
Okay.
What counts as a quality meal? I enjoy my cooking, therefore.
It's a quality meal.
I mean, you guys all enjoyed what I cooked for you a while back. Does that make it a quality meal?
No.
For what I gave you?
It was definitely not foodie.
It was good.
Mike, you're many things. A foodie, you are not.
No.
Harry Potter fans and fans of other science fiction and fantasy books make for better lovers, according to a new study.
Well, all right, bring it on.
Oh, what kind of books do you like, Mike?
All kinds, Ted.
Actually, none of them have
thrillers and horror books.
I thought that's just a nice way to say you're a Harry Potter fan.
I'm a Harry Potter fan.
Oh, yeah.
Damn. Studies say guys that read Harry Potter got giant ones, and they are excellent lovers. By the way, I love Harry Potter.
Appreciate the layup there, Ted. My bad. Should have taken that one. Chanel is launching a new makeup line specifically for men.
What is that?
I don't know. I'm not working.
I mean, is it eyeliner? Is it lipstick? What is it?
It's whatever it is.
Made it for men. I have no idea what it is. I'm not working on it.
Okay.
I wish they'd make eye stuff for like when you're hungover.
They do. It's called Preparation
sunglasses.
H.
Yeah.
Sunglasses. Well, you can go sunglasses.
Jesus.
Damn.
That's right. Preparation H. Not just your hemorrhoids anymore, son.
Yeah, do you really put Preparation H on underneath your eyes?
That was that's one of those Hollywood tricks for those guys who go out and do coke and drugs and drink all night.
Well, seriously, those Hollywood tricks.
Because Preparation H, it's just like if you have swelling down there in your butt, you use it, right? Because it takes the swelling out.
That's it.
It tightens everything up. So when you put it around your eyes, it gets rid of the crow's feet and all the wrinkles.
There's a new challenge online, and it nearly nearly claimed its first life already.
Shit.
What is it?
I'll tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Mike Hawk. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. First, the game is...
The Men's Room presents... Profile This.
And Steve, throw a hug at you, please, to everyone. How Profile This is played.
Yes, I can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth.
Earth.
And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, John. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola. Hi, John. You understand how this here game is played?
Yes, I do.
Fantastic. Here's your story. Believe it or not, we go to the state of Florida, where a man recently threw a fit at the American Airlines ticket counter at the Orlando International Airport. This after staffers summoned police for his quote-unquote erratic behavior ahead of his scheduled flight. After police arrived on the scene, the 59-year-old man, he staged a meltdown that he later claimed was to prove a point about police use of force. And he said, quote, "If I was a black person, I'd be terrified. As a black person, I'm here to let you know, you don't get terrified, you're used to it." Now, on August 16th, he arrived at the ticket counter at 6 a.m. to check in for his 6:24 flight to Philadelphia. 19 minutes. He ended up being set to be rebooked for the next available flight, which is how these things work, and he became irate at the airline staffers as well as other passengers and children in the area. When police arrived on the scene, he began to scream and foam at the mouth, and he went off on the officers in a, what they're calling an expletive-laden meltdown. Essentially, this is some of the things he's shouting to the crowd that's watching. Quote, "This guy's trying to provoke me. Do you have training, genius?" He's saying this to an innocent bystander. "There's no alcohol. You want to test me? Wanted me to count backwards?" This he asks to one of the cops. Then he says, "Come arrest me." Let's just fast forward. They came and arrested him. In the end, he says, "Oh my God, I can't believe they're doing this." Keep in mind, this guy's losing his mind at the ticket counter and is shocked that the police do what police do. And again, he says, quote, "I'm not resisting. You're treating me like a effing black person. Hey, thanks, ma'am." The man was later charged with battery, resisting arrest, trespassing, disorderly conduct, and possession of marijuana.
Oh.
Do you believe that this guy is white, Mexi, Asian, or Jew?
Wow. Sounds like white privilege to me. I'm leaning white, but what do you guys think?
Yeah. Right, he showed up late.
He showed up late.
That is ridiculous, by the way. Right. I showed up late for flights. But come on.
Not 19 minutes.
Well, they closed the door, probably.
Yeah, if you're not there 45 minutes ahead of time, you can't get in. Right, and then he screamed.
"You're treating me like a black person, blah, blah, blah."
So black is not an option.
Yeah,
but he's doing it to prove a point.
That's what he says. He's doing it because he's an a-hole.
White.
All right, what do you think, John?
John, final answer?
I'm going to shout out to my son James and say white.
Okay, white final answer.
I'm sure he appreciates
Thanks,
that.
Thanks, Dad. We're going to find out if he was white, Mexican, Asian, or Jewish next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, so Profile This takes us to Florida, Orlando International Airport, and a 59-year-old guy who was a doctor. Basically showed up 18 minutes from his flight leaving.
19.
Come on. He said 18. Whatever. Either way, he lost his mind. He absolutely freaked out. They tried to book him on another plane. He was having none of that, said he wasn't on drugs, he wasn't drinking, whatever the deal was. Guy flipped out and basically said, as he was being restrained, "If I was black, I would be terrified." He was arrested after he asked basically to be arrested and lost his mind and was flipping out the entire time.
You know, as a black guy, it's only terrifying when you're getting arrested. I mean, having gone to the airport 1,000 times, like, I just show up on time. So, actually, for the most part, I'm pretty cool at the airport, man. But, John, we asked you, did you believe that this guy was white, Mexi, Asian, or Jew? You said, man, it just sounds as white as it gets. And Ted agreed.
Sorry.
Jew. That's right. Dr. Jeffrey Epstein arrived only 19 minutes before his flight and went through the whole freaking thing.
Now for all TV news on the
town,
Ted.
It's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
Armageddon.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
You know what white people like?
What do white people like?
Happy days.
The TV show?
Yeah, with Henry Winkler.
Sunday, Monday, happy day.
Do you really like Tuesday. It, or do you
no,
think
I've
you
never
like
really
it?
Watched
it's not that great. It's
yeah,
okay.
But at the time, you
it was
didn't
the
know.
Biggest thing in the world.
Fonzie right. was cool. Yeah. Then you discover that Henry, honest to God, as a kid, Fonzie was the coolest guy on TV, period, right? It's just how it was. He's designed that way. It was understood. He got endorsements to do all kinds of things. Fonzie was the guy, right? The show cancels or finishes its run. And then as I get a little older, you see Henry Winkler doing other movies. But as far as you knew, he's the coolest guy in the world. And really, he's much more like Woody Allen. Not in that perverted way, but in that kind of nervous delivery way. And you're like, this is the guy that played who I thought was the coolest dude ever.
Yeah, like for me, right, like I never watched Happy Days or anything. Sure. But right, I only knew Henry Winkler as kind of an
neurotic kind
yeah,
of
yeah,
right.
just an older dude. Right, but everybody's like, no, you gotta understand, he was so cool. Now also with Henry Winkler, you get the term jump the shark, right?
Mm-hmm. That is correct.
So now I know what it means when a show jumps the shark or whatever, like it's past the point of
it's something
know.
Ridiculous happens where it's almost like the whole
it
original,
marks the end of something.
Yeah, it's like the beginning of the death of this. Like, you know, if you were to I don't know, draft Ryan Leaf. Like, I mean, you'd be like, oh my God, they've jumped the shark. You know, I mean, whatever right. it is, it's just like.
Yeah. Right. You could say almost at this point, like the NFL with some of their stuff, you could be like, right. man, that league has jumped the shark, right? Mm-hmm. You just blah, blah, blah.
Sure.
So I've known the term for years. Obviously, his character was the first person to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So he was given an interview and he kind of talked about inventing jumping the shark, and he's a fan.
At the time, people actually read newspapers, and they would mention jump the shark, and they would show a picture of me, you know, in my leather jacket, in swim shorts, water skiing. And at that time, I had great legs. So I thought, I don't care. We were number one for the next 4 or 5 years. I don't care. I'm very proud that I am the only actor in maybe the world who has jumped the shark twice. Once on Happy Days and once on Arrested Development.
On Arrested Development.
Something to be proud of.
His character encounters a dead shark laying on a pier. He jumps over it again, literally. Now, here's the whole thing. Look, there's probably a lot of you that are like me, like, what's the big deal? Go to the Men's Room Facebook page, and there is a link to the actual scene where Fonzie jumps the shark. Now, the only thing I knew about Fonzie was he drove a motorcycle and he had a leather jacket.
Hey,
right? That was his thing.
Hey.
Watch this thing, man. This is the most ridiculous thing I think I've ever seen on TV. Like, number one, you forget, like, Ron Howard. Like, I knew him as Opie, and then I knew him as the director. It's just funny to see him, like,
the in-between. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's like a good-looking teenage dude.
Right.
But Henry Winkler is in there in booty shorts and a leather jacket.
Still has his leather jacket.
The edits are horrible, and he's like, it's like a round like cage in the ocean that he's supposed to jump over the shark. But if you watch it, I'm pretty sure they don't even edit in the same damn shark.
Oh, no, they
different
don't.
Shark?
Yeah, like, the first one is like, man, like, I guess it's a bull shark. And like, the second, like, they look like different sharks. Like,
you can't even get your sharks to look the same.
Right, and it just looks so dated and ridiculous. And there's 2 minutes of buildup of just Ron Howard and people going, I can't believe he's going to jump the shark. Like, we should have never dared him to do it. Blah, blah, blah. Just trust me. Like,
you knew a fun
throw was in there earlier
the
where I was like, you guys remember this? This is
yeah, I remember
ridiculous.
This was huge, man. This is what you
never
for weeks they indicated he's going to jump the shark. And you're like, I have to see this episode.
Yeah, I had just never seen it.
Oh, yeah. And I think your assessment's right. It is probably the dumbest thing that has ever been on television.
And I feel like back in the day, right, you know, because it was just TV, right?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't have DVR. You didn't have Netflix.
Oh, if you didn't see it, then you didn't see it.
Right, so they would hype things up. Whereas I feel like nowadays, the whole thing is like, you just kill off a character. You don't tell anybody what's going to happen right. in the next episode.
And basically. You never see a replay of either because it's not a highlight.
See, what would have happened today is Fonzie would not have made it. He would have been eaten by the shark.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what you would do, because people are going to binge watch the show. I can't imagine binge watching Happy Days, but assume you did. Yeah, he'd be eaten. All they'd find is a bloody leather jacket floating underwater.
Yeah. He did have nice legs.
I don't remember his legs.
Well, those are the booty shorts. You can see all of them.
Yeah. But I think for that time period, the nicest legs probably would be Joe Namath.
Oh, he was the guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Joe Namath.
Legs.
Right.
I wear pantyhose.
Yeah.
I saw a PBS special about that whole era in Hollywood and how it was just uniquely the height and era of the Italian-American popularity.
Oh, yeah. Man.
With, you know, Rocky, with all those movies, that were Frankie Valli, Frank Sinatra, music, movies, actors.
Everything
was, you know,
Rocky and the Saturday Night Fever.
Italian, right. Yeah, you know, culture, yeah. Completely.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it was. And then I think, you know, this weekend I got stuck in like the Irish-American heyday.
Uh-huh.
Basically, I was just going back and forth between Affleck movies.
Okay.
So I was like watching The Town. And then I put on Good Will Hunting, which again, honestly, that's one of those movies. Like, as much as you might make fun of Damon or Affleck, that is a damn good movie.
Sure.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. Even got me like a couple times like, am I going to cry?
No, I can't cry. It's Affleck.
Yeah. But man, like Affleck's really good in that movie, and yeah, it's just weird. I was like, you know what? Like they are like the Irish, right? Because they had that one, and then they had the what was the other one where they were like involved with the criminals? Jack Nicholson's in it. There was just a couple like area where it was cool to be in Boston, like show movies were happening in Boston.
The Boston Irish thing, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Italians are New York. The Boston or the Irish are Boston, right?
Yeah, Somerville specifically.
Oh, there you go. I was like, how long is this going to go?
What was his name?
Specifically.
Whitey Ford or something.
Yeah,
right?
Whitey Ford.
Yeah, I think that was the big Somerville guy. I know you guys were fired up about the MTV VMAs.
Just today when I found out they happened.
Yeah, I know you guys were. A couple things. Number one, Aretha Franklin passed away recently. Madonna went out there to kind of give her a tribute to Aretha Franklin.
Why would you pick Madonna of all people? And listen, aside from what I think of Madonna, but Madonna's a performer. I get it. She does her thing. But Aretha Franklin was known for her singing. And just when it comes to Madonna, Madonna is not.
Well, in their defense, like she was out there to give out an award and kind of did a tribute.
Impromptu?
To Aretha Franklin. Yeah.
Okay. So they did not ask her, of all people, to give a tribute to Aretha Franklin.
I don't believe so.
All right. Thank God.
I'm pretty sure she was just out there giving out an award, and then...
She went all Madonna?
Yeah.
Okay. I can accept that. I thought they'd actually asked her to get... And I'm like, why would you ask her to do a tribute to
Well,
Aretha
the funny thing was, she was wearing, I don't know...
Traditional black African garb.
Because she's a diva? Right? I mean, like, you're right. How did she get the...
No, that's what I'm saying. She was just giving out awards.
And
time.
Into,
oh,
right.
I see. Okay.
To say, hey... Right. But she was wearing, right, like, traditional African garb, and then... She, a lot of people also thought she kind of made it about herself.
Oh, well, yeah, she did do that, but I mean,
she did. But you know what?
Madonna.
I listened to it too. Like, I didn't think it was that crazy. I think that's Madonna. One of those things on social media you can nitpick later on.
But, sure, you can if you care. I mean, like, it's Madonna. And Madonna. I mean, take it for what she's worth. It is what it is, and she did what she does.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, she's been doing this for 40 years now. Who cares?
Yeah.
Still can't sing.
Yeah.
Well, it's a non-singing somebody. Mm-hmm.
It's amazing.
Let's see. Kevin Hart was there, of course. He was out there with Tiffany Haddish. They were having some fun, kind of ripping on a bunch of people. And whether or not you know all these rappers, I'm sure a lot of people will agree with Kevin Hart here.
A lot of people here that I love tonight. We got Lil Pump. We got Lil Xan. These are also the reasons that your 12-year-old cousin wants a face tattoo. Stop writing on your damn face.
Kevin Hart, the legend!
Stop writing on your face. It's stupid. You're not going to get a job if this don't work out. Stop it.
I mean, you know, obviously, I think it's everybody knows I'm a Lil Pump fan. So, I mean, for Lil Pump, it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to make a career out of this. But, right, like, there's some people that, like, you know, are not rappers that have them. I'm like, all right. But,
you're
you know,
not Lil Pump.
Yeah, but also, if there's so many of them that have them, I think it'll just be
normal.
Standard.
Right.
Like, you'll just be used to a guy having a tattoo on his cheek.
Oh, trust me, I heard this crap all the time. When I'm growing up, I'm like, you're not going to get a job. He's not going to have, they just don't do it. I'm like, I think I'm all right. I think I'm all right. Like, you worry about it.
Right,
I'm not worried about it.
To this day, right, I still have to have a conversation with my mom, because she'll say stuff like, oh, I don't know about those people. And I'm like, what is, like, they have tattoos.
Right. Like,
and then I just start rattling off, like, basically everybody you know that I know has tattoos except me.
Yeah. Right, like, tattoo.
I don't know why nobody in our family has gotten one. I might just get one to break the ice, and then all the Smiths can
get a phoenix on your back like Baffler.
Something big, right?
No, like, look at this.
Yeah. I've often thought about, too, is I'm always creeped out by snakes. Just get a big snake on my arm. Just kind of mess with
me. Do it on your back. That way you don't have to see.
Comes around your neck, the whole deal.
And they call him a snake now.
Call him the python.
Well, we both know I'm carrying around two pythons every day.
I just carry around one.
Oh, touche.
You can't see him right now.
Oh, man. Do you guys remember that song, Hey There, Delilah? From the Plain White Tees?
No.
That should be a nickname for me.
Plain White Tees?
Plain White Tee.
No, it's
Kanye West.
Like,
sells for
I remember
bucks.
Hearing of the song, only because I remember hearing of the band, but I don't know that I would know it if I heard it.
I mean, basically, the gist of the song was Hey There, Delilah.
Then they named it appropriately.
Right.
Okay.
I mean, Robin, I don't think I'm wrong, right? It was like, hey there, Delilah. That's wrong, but basically that's all it was.
Okay.
I don't know why, but the Hollywood Reporter says they're going to turn it into a TV show.
Perfect.
What?
It's being described as a scripted dramedy about a long-distance relationship.
Wow, I can't wait for that.
The bands involved, I guess the concept, no word if they'll have part of the show. I mean, they wrote the song.
I know. I just feel like there's a lot of other songs where I'd rather see that made into a TV show. You know what I'm saying?
I can't think of any songs that, yeah, I mean, I don't know what the hell you would do.
The song is about
a story, I guess.
Right, and the guy that wrote the song, Tom Higginson, he said it's about a girl he fell for when they were both already in relationships.
Yeah, whoopee. I mean, like, come on, man. You could make a miniseries out of one from Metallica. It would not be an upbringing there.
It'd be about war.
But it would be good. You know, I feel like if you're going to do something, like, at least pick that song. Good God.
Yeah, and I mean, right, like, a love story about two people already in a relationship. Like, wasn't that The Office?
Right.
I mean, like, you could make a whole comedy and have that kind of in there, but I don't know if I've
done.
Right, like, I don't know if I want to watch a
million freaking times.
Just do the show. It has nothing to do with the goddamn story.
Right.
Yeah. If you want to tell people later, oh, this is actually inspired by, then that's one thing. But I think you're setting yourself up for failure.
How about Cocaine from Eric Clapton? I watched a show based on that.
We're going to do a
they made series. One of those. It was called Narcos.
Right, exactly. They made many of those.
Right. You know, I gave you a little taste. Now I'm going to give you the full thing. Jimmy Fallon's got some thank you notes.
Thank you, Champagne Corks, for letting me kick off every celebration by risking the lives of everyone around me. Thank you, Pillsbury Doughboy, for being the only time I trust a guy with my food who's totally nude from the neck down.
Bonga.
Thank you, Traffic Circles. I'm going to be honest, I have no clue how you work, so I'm just going to keep driving and hope for the best.
I don't know.
Don't hit me. Thank you, Bug Spray, for sort of keeping bugs away and definitely keeping humans away because I smell like a chemical explosion. Thank you, people who shop for gifts at the airport. It's nice to know you thought of me somewhere between the TSA line and Chili's, too.
Now he's right.
Thank you, phone chargers, for being available in two lengths, 6 inches too short or 40 feet too long.
There you go, everybody. Those are my thank you notes. You know, I lost my long one, so I just have a short one. It's weird. You just, you know, with the long one, you can still do stuff.
You can walk around.
But the short one, right? I got to be standing right there where it's plugged in.
You're like, doing overnight,
like,
man.
You're all bending over like, hello. It's almost like you're like,
yeah.
I've supplied many hotels with phone chargers.
Sure.
I am the worst.
What's the trick, they say, man? Just go up and say, like, hey, man, I left a phone charger here. And just go in and dig and take five home with you.
Yeah, you might as well.
Because they're there.
Well, you really, there's only two kinds, right? Everybody's either basically
kind of Android like, or Apple, right?
Yeah.
They should have, like, a little sale on, you know, used
like
items.
Like at the end of the year, right?
Yeah,
hey, man. Yeah, hotels, TSA.
You work at a hotel. You haven't paid for a phone charger in years.
Why would you? Ever.
No.
An umbrella, phone charger. It's very convenient.
If you work at a hotel,
thing.
You got phone chargers, umbrellas, good call. I would also think you have a lot of awesome hats.
Towels.
Oh, without a doubt.
Sunglasses.
Probably get a nice robe. Yeah. Not that I lost an awesome hat in a hotel room.
I don't know if I'd want to wear someone else's robe. If I could make a touch
well,
of giblets.
Well, you wash it.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Well, you ever put on a robe in a fancy hotel room?
No.
Yeah, well, that's somebody's worn.
Because I don't. This is why I do not put
that's
on robes.
That's why he doesn't put them on. I'm
sharing
miles
the bed
is because the hot tub. Because you got to get out to the hot tub. So that's up and under robe.
So for me, if I'm in Jimmy. A hotel that's that nice, that has like room service and a robe,
yeah.
You can count on me being naked in that robe, eating room service, washing the tube.
Seriously. This is why I don't want to wear
I don't
them.
Know why.
Someone
do?
Like Ted might have been there
do you
before.
Put on the slippers?
The slippers?
Yes.
You know, if they have them, I will.
Yeah.
But to me, that's like the ultimate luxury. Like, look at me.
Why don't you get a robe for your
Sitting
own home?
Alone in my
I don't
room.
Want to be a creepy robe guy.
Yeah, but you will be in your own home. So
only on the road.
All right, okay. So only a visitor.
You can do different things in a hotel.
Home games just
plus, like,
me.
I don't have, like, I don't know. It feels okay. But at home, I just feel like a robe is just wearing a giant wet towel.
Well, if you get out of the shower and put it right
plus
on.
Plus, you know me, man. Like, if I want to be comfortable, I'll put on mesh shorts.
But somehow in a hotel, it must be a robe.
Yeah.
But you won't separate your jimmy from the robe with the bare mesh shorts. You're just straight up.
I'm going naked in there.
Yeah, see, I don't want to wear that.
I'm going naked in there, get a can of beer, and probably a turkey sandwich they just sent up to the room.
Turkey sandwich.
I have done this multiple times.
Turkey
right?
sandwich.
This
is a very specific thing.
All of these suggestions that are on that menu, you take this turkey sandwich.
I think it comes with chips.
All right, okay. It's very exciting.
Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. All right, Mike's got your headlines here coming up in just a few minutes. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Say this and so. 12-year-old sets herself on fire for internet challenge and is nearly burned alive. Like craft beer, there is now craft cocaine, which is clean, organic, with legs, if you jive. Australian drought so bad that emus are looking for food and water and are heading into town. A woman finds out her fiancé is watching porn and gives back her wedding gown. And a speeding driver tells cops she thought she was only going 100 miles an hour. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my cock.
All right, our top story. We take to the internet, where a new challenge has revealed itself online, and it's a doozy. A woman was laying down for a nap with her husband when all of a sudden she heard a loud pop coming from where her daughter and her friend were playing together. Just about the time that the woman uttered, "What was that?" her daughter came screaming into the bedroom, covered head to toe in flames, screaming for help.
Jumping, drop and roll, man, not run into my bedroom.
Jumping into action, the mother and father tore the clothes off their daughter, stuffed her in the car, and rushed her to the hospital where she is in the ICU recovering from severe burns that she endured while attempting the fire challenge.
What is the fire challenge?
The latest online herd thinner that challenges teens to rub alcohol or similar substance on themselves and light themselves on fire.
Hey, you know what? This is not going to end well.
No, I hope it ends now.
No, it's not going to end well at all.
Again, we've said it week after week after week. If it's followed by the word challenge, keep scrolling, kids. Right. Watch idiots do it and then keep scrolling.
I'd almost feel more comfortable if my daughter went to college and joined a sorority.
Right.
Yeah.
Like as far as her safety.
Lighting yourself on fire.
Which is the most dangerous place you can send any of your kids.
Right.
This is
legitimately killing kids. Jeez. Damn it. In other news, something else that's killing people. An opinion piece from Vice.com hints at a new wave coming in the world of drugs. The author of a piece observed a handful of drug users in Britain and concluded that the cocaine industry may be, quote, going craft.
They like their cocaine.
They do, apparently.
Listen, man, if you are even reasonably involved in drug culture, you know this to be true. The craft already exists, but like anything, you need to ask for it and be prepared to pay for it. So even before weed was legalized, like, there was weed for sale. Mm-hmm. And then your buddy also had other weed that cost a little more because you're not removing seeds and it's orange, right?
Right.
And it doesn't matter what drug you buy. I mean, like, there's the stuff they're willing to sell to anyone. And then there is the stuff that they also have. This is primo stuff. Nothing new, right? It's kind of like asking for your aunt or your burger, double animal style. But if you know, you're good to go. If you don't know, stay with the cheap stuff.
He says there's a gaggle of men who take great pride in knowing more about blow than you.
I'm just with I don't understand. Like, all right, so you got it not stepped on.
Right. I mean, all of that stuff is available. You just need to offer more money. And they go, oh.
Here's a good clue. There's different marijuana. Here's a good clue. Different cokes.
The closer that you get to the actual source,
right,
the better the cocaine's going to be. So sure. If they make it in Colombia, all right, start walking that direction.
Right.
Buy cocaine, and eventually, by the time you get there, it'll be some of the best you ever had, and it won't be cut with anything.
General.
I mean, seriously, like, just start doing this comforts thing.
We go down under where the current heat wave sweeping the planet is causing an interesting migration changes in Australia. The country is suffering from a massive drought that has caused an issue for farmers trying to care for their livestock and water their crops. And there have even been reports of herds of emu that are wandering the farms and homes in search of water.
Yeah, it's really gonna affect my vegetables and meat choices now at Trader Joe's.
That's where all their stuff comes from.
That's right.
Damn.
They can always serve emu.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do, man.
Make it easy.
You can get emu meat. In Scotland, a woman that prides herself on her purity with God went as far as canceling her wedding because of a recent discovery she made about her fiancé. A week before the wedding took place, the woman checked her fiancé's phone to see if a certain shop was open and found that her husband had been searching for pornography merely hours prior.
Yeah.
Always wanting a relationship that was governed by God's law and feeling betrayed, the woman called off the wedding right then and there.
Oh, God, did he get lucky.
Oh, my God, did he get lucky.
He avoided it.
He got lucky.
Hey, but to her credit, man.
At least yeah, she's still sticking the thing. But, man, that would have ended well for either one of them. In Iowa, a woman in a beautiful Ferrari 488 Spider was stopped by police for speeding, but she had a great excuse. We've heard it all the time. The woman was pulled over going a crisp 137 miles an hour.
Question.
Yes. Ooh,
question. I'm in Iowa. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. A woman driving a Ferrari goes by me going 137. Am I in Vacation, the movie?
Right.
Like, what?
Right.
Like, what? I just, that does not... Somehow that just does not compute on so many levels. I don't even understand.
My guess is, if you look at her driver's license, it was not from Iowa.
I don't know. Yeah. It's just there's so many questions I have.
She was blitzing through anyway.
Who is this person? Where does she live? Why was she driving through Iowa?
But she was driving at 137 miles an hour, but she told the officer that she didn't think she was going that fast. She thought she was only going 100.
Yeah,
she's in a Ferrari. It's hard to tell.
Look, man.
I appreciate her honesty, but you know, even the cops will tell you, lie better. You know what I mean? Even though we know you're lying, can you give us a lie where if your lie were true, we would feel better about it?
This apparently wasn't good enough for officers, and she was cited $335 for the violation.
Is that it?
That's
not a lot of money.
She
wasn't arrested.
Back to Iowa.
But if you're in Pennsylvania and you're going 75, you'll pay that much.
Oh, that's good. That's it for headlines with that. Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for the return of Who Sucks Less? The Word. We'll drink and toast with the shot of the day and another round of Profile This.
Yes, indeed. It is all true, but in the meantime, we be all about this. So until next time, please do what you do best.
And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.